Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Describe a place where you can find peace and quiet. The IELTS speaking test can be a challenging portion of the exam for many candidates. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed how well-prepared responses featuring rich vocabulary, coherence, and fluency can significantly boost your speaking band score. In this article, I will guide you through a detailed approach to tackling the IELTS speaking test. Focusing on the cue card topic, describe a place where you can find peace and quiet. This includes strategic responses, vocabulary tips, and examiner insights to help you achieve the best possible score. Introduction. The IELTS speaking test comprises three parts: Introduction and Interview, Part 1, Individual Long Turn, Part 2, and Two-Way Discussion, Part 3. Examiners look for fluency, coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, and accuracy. Questions on topics such as finding peace and quiet are quite common and provide a great opportunity to showcase descriptive language skills and emotional intelligence. Two main content. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, questions are typically about familiar topics. Common questions include, do you prefer to live in a quiet or a noisy area? What do you do when you need peace and quiet? Sample response. Examiner, do you prefer to live in a quiet or a noisy area? Candidate, I absolutely prefer living in a quiet area. Being surrounded by calm and silence helps me concentrate better on my tasks and unwind after a busy day. A noisy environment can be incredibly distracting and stressful, making it hard to relax and enjoy my personal time. Part 2, Individual Long Turn. In Part 2, you need to speak about a topic for 1 to 2 minutes. Cue card. Describe a place where you can find peace and quiet. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place is peaceful and quiet to you. Sample response. Candidate. One place where I often find peace and quiet is a small park near my home called Serenity Garden. This park is nestled in a secluded part of the city, away from the hustle and bustle of urban life. I visit this park at least twice a week, especially after a long day at work. At Serenity Garden, I enjoy taking leisurely walks along the winding pathways, surrounded by lush greenery and the gentle sound of rustling leaves. Occasionally, I sit on a bench near the lotus pond, where I read a book or simply watch the koi fish gliding gracefully through the water. The absence of traffic noise and the presence of nature create a tranquil atmosphere, making it the perfect sanctuary for relaxation. This place is especially peaceful to me because of its serene ambiance and the sense of calm it brings. The fresh air, the singing birds, and the distant sound of flowing water all contribute to a feeling of utter tranquility. It's a haven where I can momentarily escape the stresses of daily life and reconnect with myself. Follow-up questions. Why do you think finding a peaceful place is important? Finding a peaceful place is crucial for mental well-being. It allows individuals to detach from the continuous hustle and engage in self-reflection or leisure, which is essential for reducing stress and maintaining emotional balance. Do you think places in nature are generally more peaceful? Yes, natural settings often exude tranquility. The lack of human-made noise, combined with the sounds of nature, like birds chirping and water flowing, inherently induces a sense of peace. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner may ask more abstract questions related to the topic in Part 2. Sample discussion. Examiner. Do you think it's harder to find peaceful places in modern cities? Candidate. Yes, I do believe it is more challenging to find peaceful places in modern cities due to the rapid urbanization and increasing population density. The incessant noise from traffic, construction, and daily activities often disrupts the tranquility that people seek. However, there are still certain pockets like parks, botanical gardens, and dedicated quiet zones that offer refuge from the noise, although they may not always be easily accessible. Examiner, how important do you think it is for workplaces to offer quiet areas for employees? I think it's extremely important for workplaces to provide quiet areas for employees. These spaces can significantly enhance productivity and creativity, healy, by allowing employees to take breaks from their work environment, recharge their mental energy, and return to their tasks with renewed focus. Moreover, quiet areas can help reduce workplace stress, leading to a healthier and more motivated workforce. Vocabulary and structures for high scores. Essential vocabulary: tranquil, trunquil, calm, peaceful, and quiet. Example: the tranquil environment of the park helps me feel relaxed. Serenity, N, the state of being calm and peaceful. Example: Serenity Garden is aptly named for its serene atmosphere. Haven, N, a safe or peaceful place. Example: the park is a haven for those seeking solace from the bustling city. Useful phrases: a perfect sanctuary for relaxation. Reconnecting with oneself induces a sense of peace. Engage in self-reflection, enhance productivity and creativity. 3. Examiner's tips for high scores. Practice regularly. Speak about various topics regularly to build fluency and confidence. Use rich vocabulary. Incorporate a variety of vocabulary and expressions to demonstrate lexical prowess. Be coherent. Ensure your answers have a clear structure and flow logically. Stay calm. Take deep breaths and think clearly before responding. Engage with the examiner. Make your responses interactive by sharing personal anecdotes and asking rhetorical questions. By following these guidelines and utilizing the sample questions and responses provided, you can enhance your preparation and aim for a high band score in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.